Hi, everyone. If life has landed a heavy blow recently, maybe a job vanished without warning, or retirement plans suddenly seem shaky, something unexpected just throwing your world off kilter, please know that you're really not navigating this alone.
Absolutely. And the Faith Beams GP podcast, which we often look at, explores how faith can be such a solid anchor in these kinds of storms.
Right, and that's exactly where we're focusing our attention today.
We've taken a close look at their episode, the one called What to Do When Life Gets Hard. And our aim in this deep dive really is to pull out those key
Yeah,
insights.
practical stuff.
Yeah, the principles that can help you move through these tough times with, well, with faith, courage, and maybe a clearer sense of direction. Think of it as a shortcut to understanding some really grounded faith-based approaches.
Okay, let's really dig into this then. One of the first things that jumped out at me from their discussion was how openly they talked about pain, like actually acknowledged it. They don't try to sugarcoat hardship, which, I don't know,
No.
feels like a really crucial first step, doesn't it?
It really does. That initial acknowledgement is so vital because it validates what you're going through. It pushes back against that pressure to always look strong, especially sometimes in faith circles.
Right, like you shouldn't be struggling if you have faith.
Exactly. But they point to the Psalms you mentioned those earlier. They're filled with raw, honest struggle, even anger and lament. It kind of gives permission to feel what you're feeling.
So it's okay to not be okay.
Precisely. They mentioned Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's a direct reassurance, you know, those feelings being overwhelmed, deeply hurt. God is near in that.
It's like they're saying, yeah, this feels like an earthquake in your life, and that's real. And they got specific too,
Yeah, they did.
talking about the shock of sudden job loss or that anxiety when retirement savings just seem to vanish. They use words like trauma and loss. Why is that direct language so important here?
Well, using those terms, trauma, loss, it names the experience properly. Losing a long-term job, seeing retirement security disappear. That's not just a financial hiccup.
It's more than that.
Much more. It can feel like a loss of identity, a disruption of your whole future story. Calling it trauma acknowledges that deep emotional hit. And that sets the stage for understanding how faith works.
How so?
Because faith isn't about pretending the pain isn't real, it's about finding a way through it with God.
Okay, so that brings us to that key point they made about faith and hardship. They really challenged that idea that, strong faith means you're somehow immune to pain.
Right, or that feeling pain means your faith is weak. They flipped that script.
How did they reframe it?
They made a really crucial distinction. Faith isn't the absence of difficulty, it's the presence of trust within the difficulty.
Trust within it.
Okay, yeah. They pointed to Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's about holding on to conviction, onto hope, even when circumstances look pretty bleak, believing there's more to the story than what you can see right now.
And to really drive this home, they brought up Job. Now, for anyone not familiar, Job faced, well, almost unimaginable loss. What's the key lesson from him here?
Job's story is just this profound example. Lost everything, wealth, kids, health. Yet in the middle of it all, Job 13:15, he says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him."
There you go.
Yeah. The podcast highlighted this as trusting before the breakthrough, before any relief comes. It's this deep conviction that God is still with you, still for you, even when everything screams otherwise.
So faith isn't a shield against hardship.
No, it's more like the bedrock underneath you during the hardship.
Got it. So let's talk specifics. Job loss, retirement issues the podcast touched on, that feeling that goes beyond just the money, right? That identity crisis.
Oh, absolutely. That feeling is so real. Our work, our financial stability, it gets tangled up with how we see ourselves, our value.
So what does faith offer there? The podcast had some practical steps, I think.
Yes, very practical faith-based steps. First one, let yourself grieve, honestly. Grieve the routine, the colleagues, the future you thought you had.
Okay, so acknowledge the loss.
Acknowledge it, yes. But, and this is key, don't get stuck dwelling in despair. Feel the pain, but don't let it become your whole story. This isn't the final chapter.
Right, not the end. And then they suggested praying for vision, not just provision. That really stood out to me. It's more than just, God, please replace the money, but asking, okay, what's the next path you want me to take? What does that shift do?
It shifts you from being passive, just reacting to the loss, to being active. You're seeking God's guidance for a new direction.
Ah, okay.
It opens you up to possibilities you might have missed if you were only focused on getting back what was lost. The question becomes, what new purpose or opportunity might be here?
And that kind of flows into their next bit of advice. Reposition, don't panic. It's so easy to just freeze in fear, isn't it?
So easy. Repositioning means actively looking at new avenues instead of being paralyzed.
What does that look like practically?
Well, it could mean exploring side hustles, maybe part-time work, using your skills, even looking into a ministry or service you hadn't considered.
Being flexible.
Exactly. Being open to the idea that God might be opening a totally different kind of door, even if it doesn't look like the one that just slammed shut. Trusting his plan, even if it wasn't your plan A.
I also like their point about using what's in your hand.
Yeah.
They brought up that story, the widow with the jar of oil from 2 Kings 4.
Ah, yes, a great example.
What's the takeaway from that story for someone facing, say, job loss now?
The core message is how God can multiply what seems small. The prophet Elisha didn't just magic up resources for her. He told her to use the little bit of oil she already had.
Right. Start with what you've got.
Exactly. And through her obedience and faith, that small amount multiplied incredibly.
Mm.
So the takeaway is, look at your skills, your talents, your existing resources, even if they feel insignificant right now, and be open to how God might use and expand them in totally unexpected ways.
That's encouraging. The podcast then shifted gears a bit, offered some really direct encouragement. They said, when the ground beneath you shakes, stand on the rock that never moves. That's quite an image.
It is. And that rock, of course, is a metaphor for God. His unchanging nature, his promises.
So find stability in him when everything else feels unstable.
Precisely. Faith provides that firm foundation, something constant to hold on to when everything else is shifting. It's a reminder that even in chaos, God's love, his faithfulness, his power, they don't waver.
And they back that up with Isaiah 43.2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you.
How does a verse like that help someone in the thick of it?
It offers huge solace because it promises God's presence in the difficulty. Not necessarily escape from it, but his presence with you.
It acknowledges, yeah, there will be hard times, waters, rivers, but the promise is you won't be overcome because he is with you. It points to a strength beyond your own resilience, strength from his sustaining power.
And they had that affirmation break, 5 specific statements for listeners to really grab hold of.
Yeah, those were powerful.
God is still with me. My pain is not the end. I will rise again. New doors are opening. And I trust God's timing. Why is actively affirming things like that so important during hard times?
Because it actively fights back against the negative thoughts, the hopelessness that can just swamp you.
Like reprogramming your mind?
Sort of, yeah. These affirmations act like anchors for your mind, for your spirit. They remind you of fundamental truths, even when your emotions are screaming the opposite. They shift your focus from the immediate crisis to the bigger picture. God's presence, your resilience, the possibility of a good future.
And to really bring these ideas down to earth, they shared a couple of stories. First, Lisa, 59, lost her pension, but then started a home baking business.
Yes, Lisa's story. So encouraging because it's so concrete. Lost her pension late in her career. That's a huge blow.
Definitely.
But within 6 months, she'd pivoted, started this baking business, found success, and importantly, found peace.
What were the key actions she took?
Well, she had identified a skill baking. She used her resources, her kitchen, maybe online selling, and she consciously trusted God through it. It just shows new beginnings are possible, truly, at any age.
And then there was James. Laid off at 47.
Right, James. He ends up teaching carpentry to kids.
Which then grew into a nonprofit.
Yeah, a nonprofit employing 10 people, benefiting the whole community. His story really highlights how God can work in such unexpected ways.
So the layoff wasn't the end, but a beginning.
Exactly. His setback led him to find a passion and a way to serve that he might never have discovered otherwise. It shows how what looks like an ending can actually be the seed for something bigger, more impactful than what was lost. That shift from personal despair to community impact, really inspiring.
Both stories really seem to nail down that theme from the podcast. That hardship, as crushing as it feels, might actually be setting the stage for your next breakthrough, your next miracle even, reframing difficulty.
That's it, exactly. So if we were to summarize the key takeaways from our deep dive into that Faith Beams GP podcast episode, mm-hmm. What stands out?
Well, first.
Yeah.
Acknowledge the pain. Don't pretend it's not there. Faith isn't denial.
Right. Second, remember, faith is about trusting God's presence in the struggle, not waiting for the struggle to end.
Third, take those practical faith-informed steps. Pray for vision, not just provision. Reposition, don't panic, use what's in your hand.
Mm-hmm. And finally, draw encouragement from others. Stories like Lisa's and James's show it's possible to navigate these valors and come out stronger.
So as we wrap up, for you listening, navigating whatever challenge you're facing right now, maybe take a moment with this thought from the podcast. God is still writing your story.
That's a hopeful thought.
It is. What if this difficult chapter isn't the final word? What if it's actually a turning point leading to a completely unexpected, maybe even more meaningful part of your narrative?
What new possibilities might be just over the horizon waiting to unfold?
Yeah. Something to reflect on, perhaps.
Yeah.
How you might find new purpose, new meaning, even right here, amidst what feels like loss.